朋友们早安。
May the peace of Christ be upon you this morning.
愿主耶稣的平安临到大家。
This morning we're going to be looking at Deuteronomy chapter 8.
今天早上我们要来看生命记第八章。
And before we get into the sermon,
在我们讲道之前,
let us bring into our mind God's word.
我们先来反省思考一下神的话语。
May you turn to your Bible.
请你打开你的圣经。
And we're going to read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 to 11.
我们要来读生命记第八章, 10到11节。
As well as verses 17 to 20.
还有17到20节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 to 11, we'll first read it in English.
生命记第八章十到十一节，我先用英语来念。
Let's go, 1, 2, 3. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day.
第十十一节，生命记第八章，你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。
And verses 17 to 20.
接下来十七到二十节。
1, 2, 3.
我们一起念英文。
You may say to yourself, My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your forefathers as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed.Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God.
17到20节，恐怕你心里说，这货财是我力量，我能力得来的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡。这是我今日警戒你们的。耶和华在你们面前怎样使列国的民灭亡，你们也必照样灭亡，因为你们不听从耶和华你们神的话。
We thank God for His word.
我们感谢神，他们给我们他自己的话语。
So has anyone heard of this team, Manchester United?
有人听过这么一个足球队叫曼联。
That's good.
是英国的一个足球队。
I've been an ardent supporter of this football team or soccer team ever since elementary school.
我从小学开始就是非常热心支持这个队伍的。
So a couple of years back, there was this extremely exciting match.
所以在几年前有一次这样的比赛。
And Manchester United came out victorious.
这个曼联队呢，他们得了大胜。
It was a 4-3 victory, a come from behind victory.
是一个这个意想不到的一个四比三的一个胜利。
But what stole the show was not the competitiveness that was on display.
不过这个比赛那个让人很惊奇的地方并不是他们的这个分数。
It was actually the behavior of the manager of the team.
而是他们的这个经理，这个队伍的经理的行为。
So something more recent in memory would be Mr. Richard Sherman's rant.
我最近就比较记得的记忆力就是这个人叫 Richard Sherman, 他的这个咆哮，他的这个发怒。
After a good football game,You're supposed to write about the game, but in the end, he stole the headlines for what he said.
所以这个人呢，在一个足球赛之后呢，他应该是要讲关于这个足球赛的内容了，可是他却有点发飙。
发飙 is very good indeed. And what happened with this manager of the team was that he had very unruly behavior toward the referee.
这个为什么呢？因为这个经理呢，他有很
So he actually, in fact, broke the rules set up by, um, by the Football Association of England.
他其实犯了这个足球协会所立的一些规矩。
And being a very influential and respected manager,
作为一个相当有影响力的一个足球队的一个经理。
There's a commentator who said this might encourage other managers to have a similar behavior. Even the players might start to be unruly.
有一个评论员就这么说，他的这种行为呢，或许也会影响其他的这个队伍的经理，甚至球员也会有这样子的负面的行为。
So in fact, many people took offense that the rules was broken.
所以很多人都觉得很受就说很不高兴他犯规了。
And are saying that rules are supposed to be observed or followed regardless of how you feel at the time or your personal opinion.
因为这个规矩是应该要被遵守的，不管你自己的情绪或者是你自己个人意见如何。
And that is a lesson that we can gain from the headlines that splashed across the papers the next day.
所以这个就是我们在这个之后的这个头条新闻里我们可以学到的一个功课。
Apparently, obedience to the rule is something you ought to do.
因为呢遵守规矩是我们应该行的。
As much as we talk about personal freedom, there are still rules.
即使我们要谈论到个人的自由，我们还是应该要遵循规矩的。
And it is especially important because these rules are reasonable and they are set up to protect the players.
更何况这些规矩是合理的，是为了要保护我们，为我们好处的。
And so we see that when there's a breaking of the rules, no matter who the offender is, there is both the need to face up to the music as well as the loss of respectability.
所以我们看到就是有人犯规的时候不管在什么样子的情况都要面对一些后果。
So something we can consider then is this.
所以我们可以思想的是这样子的。
If the rules set up by men are to be followed,
如果说人设立的规矩是要被遵行的话,
what more of all the commands of the Lord God?
更何况是神设立的规矩呢?
Especially when these commands are given so as to bring us into worship and love of God.
尤其是这些诫命是为了要帮助我们更多来爱神、遵行神的话呢?
They are reasonable and they are protective.
他们是合理的,是为了保护我们的。
And in so doing, we receive the blessed life in Him.
我们如此行,就可以在主里,在神里面蒙福。
God remembers His people.
神纪念他的子民。
And so the people ought to remember Him.
所以他的子民也当纪念他。
And so as we come to Deuteronomy 8,
所以当我们来到《申命记》第八章的时候,
it teaches us this message.
他教导我们这样子的功课。
Should we say that we are the people of God?
我们应该说我们是神的子民。
Then we ought to obey the Lord's commands.
那么我们就应该要守神的诫命。
So as to remember God,
如此我们来纪念神。
And be blessed in the remembrance.
我们在纪念神当中就蒙福。
We ought to obey the Lord's commands.
我们应该要守神的诫命。
So as to remember God.
所以我们会纪念神。
And be blessed in the remembrance.
在纪念神当中蒙福。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dearest Father God.
亲爱的天父。
As we sing, I stand in awe of you.
我们看到你赐给我们的诫命。
And we thank you that we can know you.
感谢你帮助我们认识你。
And we can receive blessings.
我们也可以得福气。
Just as the psalmist had said,
就像诗人所说的,
the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul.
耶和华的律法全备,能苏醒人心。
The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple.
耶和华的法度确定,能使愚人有智慧。
The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart.
耶和华的训词正直，能快活人心。
The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes.
耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever.
耶和华的道理清洁，存到永远。
The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous.
耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
They are more precious than gold and much pure gold.
都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕。
They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb.
比蜜甘甜，比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。
By them your servant is warned.
况且你的仆人因此受到警戒。
In keeping them there is good reward.
守这些便有大赏。
May the precious blood of Lord Jesus forgive us of our transgressions.
求主耶稣宝血赦免我们的过犯。
And may your spirit stir us up in our hearts.
求圣灵激动我们的心
so that we can understand the truth you want to proclaim to us on this day.
让我们了解神你今天所要我们明白的真理
And may we daily live in your word earnestly.
帮助我们每一天都真实诚心地活在你的话语里面
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样是靠主耶稣的圣名祈求
Amen.
Amen.
So the book of Deuteronomy records Moses' heartfelt last words to the Israelites.
所以申命记记载的是摩西他最后生前对以色列人的一些警言。
He wants to exhort the new generation.
他希望警戒这新的一代。
And also to remind them of some warnings.
也提醒他们一些过去的警告。
And there's a repeated point in the book of Deuteronomy.
在申命记里面有一个重复的一个主题。
The Israelites ought to remember the Jehovah Lord who remembers them.
那就是以色列人，他们应该要纪念耶和华他们的神。
Read through the book and you come across this term, remember, remember, remember.
你如果看这本申命记，你会不断的看到这个字眼，纪念，纪念。
Because the parents of this new generation, they forgot who the Jehovah Lord is.
因为这个新的一代，他们已经忘记了他们父母所纪念的这个耶和华神。
And in that forgetfulness, they rebelled and they perished in the wilderness.
在他们这样子忘记的当中，他们就堕落，他们就犯罪。
So how do we remember the Lord?
所以我们如何来纪念神呢？
Moses speaks of at least these four ways.
摩西讲到至少有这样子的四个方法
One, remember their identity
第一个就是认识他们自己的身份
There are a people led out of the house of slavery that's in Egypt to be his people of the Holy Covenant
他们是神从为奴之地把他们领出来的圣民
So that's one and the second is to remember their past
第二个就是要纪念他们自己的过去
How they have suffered in Egypt but have now experienced God's salvation and guidance
他们如何过去在埃及受苦，现在在神里面得救，得神的带领。
And the third way is to remember their future.
第三个就是要记得他们自己的将来。
That they are preparing to enter the beautiful Canaan.
他们是为了要预备进入一个美好的迦南地。
To glorify God and to bless the nations.
去荣耀神并祝福这个国民。
And the last but not least, remember God's commands.
最后一个也就是也不是最不重要的一个就是要记得神他的诫命
So all of the commands that have been given through Moses
所有的神借摩西给他们的诫命
By at least these four forms of remembrance
最少靠着这四种纪念的方式
The Israelites can get to know God and worship him and love him more deeply than ever
以色列人他们可以认识神并且可以敬拜借以来更多的爱神
And in the process they will be blessed
这样子的过程当中他们就会蒙福
Why is that so?
如何呢为什么会这样子呢
Because God's commands originate from his being
因为神的诫命是根基于他的本性
It is written out of who he is
是因为他是怎么样的一个神而来的
So if we know of God to be holy and righteous and compassionate
所以我们如果知道说神他是全能的他是圣洁的
Then as we go into his commands and know of his commands we'll know that he is holy and righteous and compassionate
所以我们来看他的诫命的时候我们就知道他的诫命是圣洁也是有怜悯的
In Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 7 it says
在申命记第四章第七节这么说
What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him
有哪一个大国的神他们与大国的人有神跟他们亲近会像耶和华我们的神一样在我们求告他的时候他与我们亲近呢
So the more we dwell in his commands
所以我们越多在神的诫命里面思想的时候
The more we will get to know who God is
我们就越多的来明白神是谁
Because his commands is birthed out of who he is
因为他的诫命是从他的本性出来的
So for example, just looking at the Ten Commandments
所以比如说我们来看看十诫
When we hear do not steal
我们看到十诫讲说不要偷窃
We know that our God is not a God in lacking
我们知道我们神是一无所缺的
And our God is not a greedy one
我们的神也不是一个贪婪的神
And when we hear that you need to honor your parents
我们也听到十诫说要 孝敬你的父母。
We know that it is God who gives honor to people.
我们也知道是神他给我们荣耀。
This is a God so humble that he would honor people.
这是一个神他如此的谦卑他愿意来荣耀人。
Unlike the pithy arguments of the pagan gods,
不像那些很可悲的那些外邦的神。
This God does not fight for honor.
这个神
or personal honor in that sense.
他不会为了自己的荣耀来争自己的荣耀。
And so when we look at the first four commandments of the Ten Commandments, we know that it is anchored in his character.
所以我们看这个十诫，我们就知道这都是建基于他的本性。
And so the reason, or the reasoning will be this.
所以这个这其中的道理是这样子的。
The more we know of the commands, the more we can know of the character of God.
我们越多来知道神的诫命，我们就越多的能认识神他的性格。
And in the same vein of thought, the more of the commands that are lived out,
同理的，我们越多来活出行出神的诫命，
then we are living out more of the character of God.
我们就越多能活出神他的性格。
And so the flip side is also true.
反过来说也是一样的。
The less we understand of the commands,
我们越少了解神的诫命
the more we'll find them boring and burdensome.
我们就越多的发现神的诫命很无聊
we'll have in our mind a tyrant.
我们也觉得他很
霸王
很霸王
and we'll find that his commands are so oppressive and completely out of sync with our own lives.
我们发现他的诫命是很不合理的一点都不跟我们的生命是对称的
or we might even use his commands out of context.
我们甚至会断章取义他的诫命
or simply put out our hands and say fine you're God so I'll obey you
或甚至就把他的诫命丢到外面去了
and so we come to the declaration of Deuteronomy 8
所以我们来到申命记第八章看到他的 这里的宣言
please look at me look with me at verse 1
跟我一起来看第八章的第一节
indeed please do not look at meOkay, be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers.
我们一起看《申命记》第八章第一节，我今日所嘱咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。
In this opening,
所以在这个开头
Moses wants to make something very clear.
所以摩西要把这个事情讲得很清楚
Obedience comes before the blessing of abundant life.
摩西要强调的就是说生命丰富的这个福气是在顺服之后来的
Obedience is the first and foremost responsibility of God's people.
顺服是第一也是最重要的神的子民所应该有的责任
AndThe blessing of life and as we live on earth,
我们在生命里面有这个生命的这个福气，或在生命里面所有的这个福气。
This blessing is the fruit of the obedience.
我们这些福气都是因为我们顺服的果子。
And Jesus would resonate with this.
耶稣也是有这样子同样的教导。
He restates that to obey God's command is to love God.
他也这么说，他说。爱神就要遵行神的诫命。
So this whole notion of obedience has not changed even with the coming of the New Testament and beyond.
所以这个顺服的这个点子已经是很久了，从耶稣那时候就开始的。
And the Israelites, they will find out, they will successfully occupy the land of Canaan if and when they obey God's commands.
以色列人他们也应该知道他们如果遵行神的诫命，他们就可以很顺利的得到这个迦南地。
The rest of chapter 8 can be considered to be broken down into three sections.
在剩下的这个申命记第八章，我们可以把它分成三段来看。
Verses 2 to 5, this is where Moses exhorts the Israelites by calling them into remembrance of their past.
在二到五节，这是摩西在教导这些以色列人要他们来纪念自己的过去
Verses 6 to 9 is for them to remember the future that's coming
6到9节是让他们记得他们即将面对的未来
And from verses 10 to 20 there are warnings
十到二十节是一些警戒。
And from verses 2 to, from verses 2 to 9,
从第二到第九节,
very importantly, Moses is calling the Israelites to remember who God is.
更重要的是摩西要提醒这些以色列人神是谁。
You always have to start there.
我们都是要从这个地方开始的，不管什么时候。
So let us now look at verses 2 to 5.
所以现在我们一起来看第二到第五节。
Please read it on your own, and I'll have Bahua Ayi read the Chinese version. For the English speakers, please read it on your own.
请你们自己念，也跟着我来念二到五节，我跟着一起来看二到五节。你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
So when the Israelites were in the wilderness,
当以色列人在这个旷野的时候，
God remembered them still.
神还是纪念他们的。
And he wants the Israelites to grow, to mature.
他希望以色列人成熟，越来越成熟。
And here it says it's like a father to a child.
这里我们看到他说就像父亲管教儿子一样。
And so there was this trial of the manna.
所以有这么样一个这个玛拿的这个试炼。
And through the manna, the internal character of the Israelites were put on display.
经过这个玛拿的事件呢，这以色列人他们真正的性格就表现出来了。
So some of us may not really like to see the doctor.
所以我们当中的人有一些可能不喜欢去看医生。
Because after some screening, we may be told that, oh, there's something wrong with you.
因为经过了某一些，经过某一些检验，或许我们会被告知我们身体有一些什么问题。
But to have a good state of health is first important, to have a proper diagnosis of the state of your health.
可是呢，我们要有一个好的健康的话，我们就需要有正当的诊断。
Denial of a particular state of your health is not the way to go.
我们拒绝面对现实并不是一个好的一个对策。
And so it is the same with the Israelites.
对以色列人来讲也是一样的。
God through the manna exposes what the rebellion and the hard-heartedness they have in their hearts.
透过玛拿的事件，神让以色列人看到自己他们叛逆的内心。
To show them that they're not complete or perfect as they think they are as God's chosen people.
让他们自己看到他们其实并不是完美的人民，他们是叛逆的。
So the manna is really what is this? That's what the meaning of manna is.
玛拿它的意思就是说这是什么？
Because it's something that they have never seen before.
是他们从来没有见过的。
And in fact, the coming of the manna is already an evidence of the rebellion of the Israelites.
所以这个玛拿的这个事件真正让以色列人认识到他们自己。
Why is that so?
如何呢?
Because prior to the coming of manna,
在玛拿之前,
God has heard the Israelites cry, they delivered them from the house of slavery, gave them a material abundance through the Egyptians as they were leaving Egypt, and then they gave them protection with the pillar of light, pillar of cloud and fire.
在那个之前神把以色列人从这个埃及为奴之地受苦的地方把他们领出来，他以云柱火柱来引领他们，保护他们。
And yet they complained against Moses and Aaron.
然而以色列人他们还是向摩西和亚伦抱怨。
Please read Exodus 16:3 on your own to find out what they said.
如果你看出埃及记十六章第三节，你就可以看得到当时的情况。
But they first begin with, "If only we had died by the Lord's hands in Egypt."
他们首先是这样子抱怨的，他说：“巴不得我们早死在埃及地，耶和华的手下。
”And then the rest of the complaint followed.
然后又接下来很多的抱怨。
And so manna was given by the Jehovah Lord to kind of fill up their tummy.
所以那个时候玛拿是赐给以色列人为了满足他们当时的抱怨。
Not that they had no food at that time.
并不是说他们那个时候缺食物吃。
They just wanted something else.
他们只是希望有一些不同的东西吃。
And the nature of manna is also very interesting.
玛拿的这个本质这个东西是很有趣的。
Again, please read Exodus chapter 16, verses 14 to 19 to read about the manna.
同样，如果你想多了解玛拿的话，看出埃及记16章14到19节有一些描述。
And we know that the manna can only be eaten under very specific conditions and specific instructions from the Lord.
我们知道说玛拿当时呢，必须要在一个特定的一些条件之下来吃的。
And then there were these Israelites who did not listen.
可是就有一些以色列人，他们不愿意听。
They would overcollect when they're not supposed to.
他们就采收过多于他们所当采的。
Or they will go search when they're not supposed to go search for the food.
他们去寻找当他们不该去寻找的时候。
And this is why the Lord said to Moses.
所以耶和华神就对摩西说。
I will rain down bread from heaven for you.
我要将粮食从天降给你们。
In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions.
我好试验他们遵不遵守我的法度。
So manna might be food.
所以玛拿是食物，没错。
But if the person is so hard-hearted and refuses to listen and to follow in accordance to God's instructions,
如果人的心如此的硬，他不愿意去遵行神他的法度。
Then the food will either rot or it cannot be eaten because it's not there.
那个食物呢，不是坏了，就是不存在了。
So through the provision of the manna,
所以经过这个玛拿的这个供应，
we see that obedience is the first and foremost responsibility of God's people.
我们看到说顺服是首先也是最重要的神子民的责任。
And this blessing of food is in fact the fruit of obedience.
这个食物的这种恩赐也是顺服的一个果子。
And so again, Deuteronomy 8:1 it says, we have to be careful to follow every command I am giving you today.
所以再一次我们看到申命记第八章第一节讲到，他说我今日所嘱咐的一切诫命你们要谨守遵行。
So that you may live and increase.
因此你们可以存活，人数增多。
God gave the command not for them to die, but for them to live.
神给他们诫命是为了让他们存活，不是让他们灭亡的。
And so we know that we are to live on the word that comes from God.
因此我们知道我们应该靠着神的话语而活。
And not on bread alone.
而不是单靠食物。
So manna was not only provided to sustain the Israelites physically.
所以这是玛拿呢，不单只是为了要支持这些以色列人他们肉体的需要。
But it's also to challenge them spiritually.
也是为了要激励他们的灵命。
And hopefully there will be a change in their hard-heartedness as well as their rebellion.
希望他们能够有一些重新的改变，能够改变他们的硬心。
That as they follow the commands of God and find out that, oh, it is all true,
当他们遵行神的诫命，然后发现说，哦，这真的都是真实的。
They'll learn to know more of God.
他们就会更多的认识神。
And learn to trust in Him more.
更多来信靠他。
And for 40 years, the clothes did not wear out and the feet did not swell.
他们40年，他们衣服没有穿破，脚也没有肿。
If this was to happen in America, probably the consumer economy would just collapse.
如果这个发生在美国的话，我们的经济可能都要破裂。
40 years.
40年,
they were provided and protected.
他们有一切的供应，受到所有的保护。
How deep the Father's love for his people.
神他的爱是多深。
And so why should a faithful loving father give commands that would devastate his children?
所以为什么一个爱我们的父，他会给他的子民一个使他们破灭或者是退化的一个诫命呢？
So as the people of God, we ought to obey the Lord's commands.
所以作为神的子民，我们应当要遵行神的诫命。
So as to remember God.
所以我们可以纪念神。
And be blessed in the remembrance.
在我们纪念神当中，我们可以蒙福。
In verses 6 to 9, Moses speak about a glorious future.
在第六到第九节，摩西讲到他们荣耀的未来。
The English speakers will read together, and all Chinese speakers, you can read on your own.
这个念英文的念英就用英文念，中文的我们自己看。
Verses 6 to 9. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron, and you can dig copper out of the hills. So God continues to remember the Israelites.
神继续地不断纪念他的子民,
as they prepare themselves to enter the promised land.
当他在预备他们进入这个应许之地,
and from these short verses, we know that they will lack nothing that they need.
从这几段话里面我们看到他们实在是一无所缺的。
Just take a moment and behold the beauty as described in verses 6 to 9.
我们就暂时来稍暂停想一想这里所描述的这些美好的情况。
Then put yourself in the place of a second generation Israelite.
你就把自己想成是那时候的第二代的以色列人。
You have wandered in the wilderness.
他们在旷野里流浪。
How would you feel when Moses informs you that what lies ahead are mountains and gorgeous vistas and springs and food and precious metals?
你会如此想呢? 你如果是这个以色列的第二代的人, 你听到这些描述, 那里有河,有泉源, 有这么美好的一些东西。
Would you go into an adrenaline high?
你会很兴奋吗?
You'd be so eager to want to go into that land.
你会很积极地想要进去这个美好之地吗?
And truly, go Google image it.
真的,你如果去用这个谷歌去搜寻一下的话,
the Palestinian lands really are beautiful.
在那时候巴勒斯坦的这些地方是非常美好的。
And so Moses encourages the Israelites.
所以摩西他也鼓励这些以色列人,
your future can be this unique.
你的未来是如此的好的。
And just consider just this assurance that there will be water and food.
给他们的一些确据就是说你会有水会有食物的。
In fact, it's interesting because the point of contention by the Israelites toward God often lies in terms of water and food.
很有趣的就是以色列人他们对神的抱怨很多时候是围绕在水跟食物转。
There is the manna.
玛拿。
Then there is this incident at Massa and Meribah.
还有一次在玛撒跟这个Meribah.
Because there they were asking about water.
他们在为了水而争吵。
And they in fact question, is the Lord among us or not?
他们甚至抱怨说到底神有没有在我们当中。
And so Moses here gives him the answer.
所以摩西在这里给他们一个答案。
There will be food and water of endless supply.
他说会有水会有食物会有源源不断的一些供应。
And take a look at the list of food that is provided.
我们看一下这里他所列举的一些食物。
These are now known to be the superstars of health foods.
这些食物是我们今天所认为的超级食物。
Pomegranates were antioxidants, yay.
石榴是充满很多抗氧化剂的。
And wheat and honey, you can research on that or ask Bao Hua Ai.
还有这个麦跟这些无花果树也都是非常好的食物。
And then there's iron and copper.
还有铁跟铜。
You could just hit it, hit the rock and boop.
你只要敲打,你就可以得到的。
You get these materials needed for the utensils.
你可以拿这些矿物质来做一些用具。
This is just how the Lord Jehovah loves the Israelites.
这是神表达他如何爱以色列人的方式。
Would he not also use the same love to love all those who believe in his name?
他不会也同样的以这样子的爱来爱相信他的人吗?
Again, we see here obedience is the first and foremost responsibility of God's people.
我们再一次的看到顺服是神的子民最重要的首要的一个责任。
And the blessing of life and in life will be the fruit of obedience.
生命的这个福气还有在生命当中所得到的一切所有的这些福分 都是因为顺服而来的果子。
We see that God will provide holistically.
我们看到神他是如此供应丰富的神。
Everything that they need, from the health to the living environment to the daily needs, covered.
以色列人所需要的一切从他们的健康到他们的生活环境一切神都供应了。
So as God's people,
所以作为神的子民,
let us obey the Lord's commands.
让我们遵行神的诫命。
Remember the faithfulness and love of God.
记得神他的信实和爱。
And experience the blessing that comes in this remembrance.
我们经历从这样子纪念当中我们可以得到的福分。
So after this beautiful description of the land of Canaan,
所以我们看过了这个迦美地这个应许之地美好的描述之后。
Moses fired a stern warning to the Israelites.
摩西给以色列人很强烈的一些严重的警告。
Part of what we've read in verses 10 to 11.
也就是在十到十八节里面所提到的一些。
So, we need to be careful when we receive blessings from God.
我们必须要小心谨慎当我们领受神的祝福之后。
Because once we are not careful, we'll face this danger of forgetfulness and pride.
我们如果不谨慎的话我们可能就健忘我们也就骄傲。
We may sing, I stand in awe of you.
我们或许我们会唱说哇你神真伟大。
Oh, how great is...Our God.
真是神你是真伟大的神。
But we may only remember the words.
可是我们可能只记得这些字语。
We do not remember the meaning.
我们不是真正的记得它的意义。
What is awe?
我们是怎么样什么样叫做我们很惊叹呢?
What is greatness?
什么是伟大呢?
And what kind of praise will come about when we stand in awe of God?
我们如果真的是在惊叹神是如此的神当中的时候我们的赞美会是如此呢
How might we approach him if we truly remember that he is a great God?
我们如果真正记得他是如此伟大的神的话我们会如何来亲近他呢
So Moses wanted to warn the Israelites
所以摩西要警戒以色列人
Do not lose God upon receiving his blessings.
不要因为接受神的这些福分而忘记神。
Because in that forgetfulness, we will be doing something evil.
因为如果我们健忘的话，我们就会犯罪。
And in fact, we're inviting to ourselves a state of suffering.
我们也会使我们自己受苦。
Not saying that all sufferings are self-inflicted.
并不是说所有的我们的苦难都是因为我们自己造成的。
But Moses is saying, please do not self-inflict yourselves with sufferings that you could have prevented.
摩西是说你不要自招这些苦难，自己找苦吃啊！如果你可以避免的话，不要自找苦吃。
And unforgetfulness or this ingratitude shows up again in the New Testament.
这种健忘的情形和这种不感恩的情形在新约里面我们也看到
When Jesus asked There were 10 of you Where are the other 9 to the lepers
耶稣曾经治好了十个麻风病人可是只有九个回来感谢他
九个没回来感谢他
九个没有回来感谢他
Right, there was only that one 10%
只有一个回来感谢他
And so we end up to become forgetful people and prideful people
所以我们是很容易成为很健忘、很骄傲的人民的。
Consider the fall of Adam and Eve.
我们再思考一下亚当和夏娃。
It is from forgetting that one command of the Lord.
他们就是忘记了神给他们的一个诫命。
And from the breaking of one, now we have so many to remember.
因为他们忘了这一个诫命，所以我们现在有许多我们要纪念的。
And how do we prevent ourselves from moving into ingratitude?
所以我们如何可以避免自己所以我们不会这样子不感恩呢
Moses says praise
摩西说要赞美神
Praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you
摩西说你要赞美神为他给你的美地而赞美他
As you step into your house praise God for the home that you have
当你进到你的家里的时候为了你得到的这个房子而赞美神
For the job that you hold
为了你的工作
For the people in your lives
为了你生命中的人
And also be careful.
也要小心。
Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God.
小心你不要忘记你的神。
Be careful.
要谨慎。
And disobedience will come after forgetfulness.
所以叛逆会在健忘之后就来到。
And so here Moses is calling the Israelites to continue to worship God.
所以摩西要警戒这些以色列人要继续不断的来敬拜神。
Not only so, we have to be careful because we might become prideful people.
不仅是如此，我们还可能很骄傲。
Or in fact, we are already prideful people, and this will show up.
或者我们其实已经是骄傲的人了，因此我们的骄傲就会显现出来。
Again, consider the fall of Adam and Eve.
我们再考虑想一下这个亚当和夏娃的例子。
That pride to want to be God.
他们曾经如此的骄傲，想要像神一样。
And so in verses 12 to 13, Moses is saying that when the days are good,
所以在12到13节，摩西这里讲到说，当他们日子好的时候，
and the living is well,
他们在过好日子的时候，
if there is no remembrance of God's provision,
如果他们不记得神的供应的话，
then a person will naturally think that all has been earned, all that the person has been earned through his or own effort.
所以一个人很自然的会很容易觉得说他一切都是他自己劳力所得的。
So in verse 14, the flip side of saying that is prideful Israel will then forget that it is God who led them out of Egypt.
所以我们在14节看到说以色列人他们就会忘记的是神把他们从埃及领出来的。
In verses 15 to 16,
15到16节
the flip side would say prideful Israel will forget that it is God who took them safely through the desert.
这些骄傲的以色列人他们忘记说是神领他们经过这些旷野之地的。
And verse 17 is the hammer stroke of pridefulness.
还有17节也 sorry.
Is the prime example of pridefulness.
17节就是一个这种骄傲的很好的一个例子的说明。
You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me.
你或许会说哦这货财是我的力量，是我能力得来的。
This is like King Nebuchadnezzar who looks at his land and say, "Oh, it's all about me."
就像这个King
尼布甲尼撒王，
尼布甲尼撒王他说的，这些都是我的能力所得的。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, there has already been the warning.
在生命记第六章，我们已经看到一些警告了。
The reoccurring phrase here is "did not."
在这里所看到的一个重复的字眼，就是说不是你，非你。
God wants the Israelites to remember that the houses that they were occupied with, they did not build.
神要以色列人记得，他们所住的这房子不是他们所建造的。
The well that they drink from, they did not dig.
他们的这些水，他们所喝的水不是他们所挖出来的。
The plantation they did not plant.
他们所拥有的这些植物所栽种的不是真的他们亲手所种的。
And in Deuteronomy 6, again, be careful that you do not forget the Lord.
更重要的在生命记第六章神要他们记得不要忘记他们的神。
And we see that in verse 18 is in fact a covenant established between God and the forefathers that brought the Israelites into the promised land.
我们在十八节看到说神跟他的列祖以色列人他的列祖所立的誓约要领他们进这个应许之地。
So it is the faithfulness of God and not the merit of the Israelites.
所以这一切都是因为神的信实而不是因为以色列人的作为。
And so we are called to remember that it is the Lord God who has given us the ability to produce wealth.
所以我们要被提醒是神给我们能力所以我们能够获得一些资源财富。
The fact that we can do math,
我们之所以能够做一些数学。
The fact that we can run,
我们之所以能够跑步。
The fact that we can sit comfortably,
我们之所以能够很舒适地坐在这里。
These are all provided by God.
这都是神的供应。
Nothing comes from us.
没有任何一个是从我们自己而来的。
And so we obey the Lord's commands.
所以我们遵行神的诫命。
In it we remember God.
我们纪念神。
And we get to experience.
我们也可以。
The blessing in that remembrance.
我们在纪念神当中，我们可以经历神他的福分。
And this is when I ask everyone to pray for those who are serving.
也就是为什么我要大家为这些在服事的人祈祷。
Because it is ever so easy and tempting to fall into sinful forgetfulness and pride.
我们实在是很容易就变成健忘和骄傲的人。
And even very humble service can be prideful.
即使一个很谦卑的仆人也可能是骄傲的。
Because you say, oh, I'm working on this very unglamorous side of ministry, not too bad, eh?
你或许会说哦，我服侍的是一个很谦卑的卑微的部分这样子还可以吧。
And so I'll use myself as an example.
我拿我自己来做个例子。
During translation,
在翻译的时候，
oftentimes you hear people say, oh, you're so bilingually good.
我常会听到人家说，哇，你真的是双语能力太棒了。
And it's very easy to get into my head.
这很容易就让我飘飘然的。
And I'm glad because God does show the pride that is still in me.
神啊，感谢神，他也是真是让我看见自己的骄傲。
And it continues to take practice after practice to have to repent of that pride.
我们要不断的反复的来练习认罪。
Because there will be times where the speaker would say something really hard, and somehow I was able to translate it, and I think, hey, that's not too bad.
有时候这个讲员会说一个很难的字源，然后我可以很顺利的翻译出来，我心里就会有骄傲，觉得说，哎，我还不错哦。
But praise be to God, He is faithful to Himself.
但是真是赞美神，他是信实的。
What the Holy Spirit gives, and I take for my own glory, He will take back.
圣灵真是会在我心里面动工，我把放到我自己身上的荣耀，他也会拿走的。
So sometimes He will just wake me up from my self glory.
有的时候我也从自己的荣耀里面醒过来。
Because the next thing I know, one, I cannot hear, and two, I don't know what to say.
因为下一分钟我就发现说，哎，有我听到，可是不知道怎么翻译。
So these on-the-spot mistakes quickly reorient my life, my mind back into proper service.
所以这种及时的这种教训会很快的教导我不能骄傲。
You have to say, "I'm sorry, God," and you move on.
你就要很快的说神对不起，然后就继续往前走。
But now it's not that every mistake that I make is because of that. Just in case you start like, "Oh, he just was prideful at that moment."
当然不是我每一样所犯的错都是因为我的骄傲而来的。
But really, that is not the point.
不过这个不是重点。
Continue to pray for those who are serving.
要继续的为那些服事的人祷告。
And we will take in mind what verses 19 to 20 tells us.
我们要记得19到20节所告诉我们的。
Because this is the reversal of what is said in verse 1.
这个是跟第一节所讲的正好相反的。
Whereas in verse 1 we have life and increase.
第一节讲到说你要存活而且要增加人数。
With disobedience comes destruction. Three times it was mentioned, the word destruction.
但是在这里我们看到灭亡这个字，如果是叛逆的话就会有灭亡。灭亡有提到了三次灭亡。
And so in verses 19 to 20 we are called into remember God's work.
我们看到在19到20节我们被提醒我们要记得神的作为。
Because this small nation of Israel was able to defeat great enemies.
因为这个小小的以色列人他们在那个时候就能够抵挡很大的一个国民。
Deuteronomy chapter 2 and 3 records these victories.
在生命记2到3章我们看到他们的这个胜利。
And in fact, these victories drove fear into the rest of the land of Canaan.
因为这些胜利甚至使这些迦南地的人他们都内心很害怕。
But at the same time, the Israelites are called to remember that God can do this, and so He can do it to them.
可是以色列人他们也被提醒说，神他可以如此对待这些外邦人，他也可以如此对待以色列人。
It shows that God truly is fair.
神确实是公平的。
The Israelites may be God's chosen people.
以色列人或许他们是神的选民。
But when they disobey God,
但是当他们叛逆的时候
they are choosing the ways of those who are unbelieving of God.
他们选择像一个不信的人所走的路一样。
And simply, God will treat them as He has treated the nations that came before them.
神也就会对待他们，就像对待那些未信的外邦人一样。
And we will see that disobedience to God is simply self-destruction.
我们看到这样子的叛逆呢，是自取灭亡的。
And the history of Israel is sad.
我们看到以色列人他们的历史是很悲惨的。
Because we see that within one generation,There was already rebellion time after time.
我们看到在一个这个世代当中就有反复不断的叛逆。
They truly bow down to other gods.
他们是确实是敬拜别的神。
And did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
也做神眼里看为恶的事情。
Yet we praise God that in the history of the Jews.
可是我们也赞美神，在以色列人他们的历史当中。
There is this one man who completely and perfectly obeyed the commands of the Heavenly Father.
在犹太人他们这个历史当中，有一个人他是完全的遵守了神的诫命。
In full remembrance of his work，
他完完全全记得神的作为。
And by his life brought blessing to the rest of the world，
因为他的生命，他带给了全世界人啊福气。
And his name is Jesus Christ，
他的名字就是耶稣基督。
He may be the Son of God，
或许他是神的，他即便他是神的儿子。
Who took on flesh。
他也道成肉身。
But all that he did and all that he said were in full accordance and dependence on God.
他所做的一切，所说的一切话，都是跟神一致的，而且是依靠神的。
John chapter 14.
在约翰福音第十四章。
Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work.
耶稣他这里讲说，你不相信我就是从神而来的吗？他说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
It's okay. Okay. When even Jesus on the cross lived out the gospel truth.
即使耶稣在十字架上，他也活出了福音的真理。
Not only forgiving the enemies by reconciling man to God.
他不但赦免了他的罪人，
But also reconciled man to God.
也使人与神和好。
So the Lord Jesus Christ obeyed God's will in full.
所以耶稣他完完全全的遵行了神的诫命。
Fulfilled all of God's law.
他完成了神所有的法度。
And accomplished what Israel and all of humanity could not accomplish through the ages.
他成就的人所完全不能够成就的。
Only he can be the atonement for us sinners.
只有他能够成为我们的赎罪祭。
Only he glorified the Father.
只有他能够真的荣耀神。
And only he who is now resurrected is worthy of all worship and praise.
只有他是真正的复活的神，配得我们的一切赞美。
And as Paul, Apostle Paul would write in Philippians.
就像保罗在腓立比书所写的。
God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
神高举他，给他最高的荣耀的名。
So what is our present reality, brothers and sisters?
所以我们今天我们自己现实的光景是如何呢？
As people of God, we need to obey the Lord's commands.
作为神的子民，我们要遵行神的诫命。
So as to remember God.
我们要纪念神。
And be blessed in the remembrance.
在纪念当中蒙福。
Jesus says, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them.And we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me.
耶稣说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。
I have a friend who grew up in church.
我有一个朋友在教会里长大。
But is not very committed to worshiping as a congregation nowadays.
可是以我们今天的眼光来说，他不是非常委身的。
So we had a conversation.
我们曾经有这样子的对话。
And he said, "Well, I love God, but right now is not the time for me to, you know, be there."
他说我爱神，可是现在就不是让我真的这样子委身的时候。
And I asked him from what this passage is telling us.
我就问他从这段话告诉我们什么呢？
And so his reply was, so I'm not loving God.
他说所以我就不爱神了吗？
So please make your own decision. You know from your own conscience what the answer is.
我就跟他讲说，你的良知你自己去思考，会告诉你到底是怎么样。
So it really is that black and white.
所以是有这样子的一个这种黑白的区分。
And oftentimes we realize that when we sin,
很多时候我们发现说，当我们犯罪的时候
，It's not that we don't know that that's bad.
不是因为我们不知道说这个罪是不好的
，But that we have taken our eyes off God.
而是因为把我们把我们的眼目挪开了从神。
We have chosen not to love him.
我们选择不去爱神。
We've chosen to put the sin before God.
我们选择在神面前犯罪。
And so for each and every one of us,
所以对于我们每一个人来说
help us, may the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们
that we would truly know what a blessing it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们真正的知道怎么样是顺服神我们可以有的福气是如何
And if you do not yet believe in Jesus,
如果你还没有相信主耶稣的话
I truly ask that you've heard God's word today.
我真希望你今天听到了神的话语
And that you will want to give yourself a chance to at least consider God.
我希望你至少给自己一个机会，至少来考虑神。
Because Jesus Christ, He does love you and is glad to be known by you.
因为耶稣基督确实是爱你的，也希望你来认识他。
And right now we're going to observe the Holy Communion.
现在我们要来守圣餐。
This is what the Lord Jesus has ordained for us Christians to do.
这是耶稣要我们所有的信徒来做的一个守的一个礼。
And truly, he calls us as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
他也叫我们在吃这个饼喝这个杯的时候。
It is in remembrance of him.
我们是来纪念他。
It is in proclamation of his death.
也是在他宣告他的死亡的时候。
And it is an anticipation of his coming.
也是为了期待他的再来。
Let us take a few moments.
我们花一点点时间。
And come before the Lord God.
来到主面前。
And just to ask the Spirit to minister to our hearts.
求圣灵来到我们的心里面。
So that we will participate in the holy ceremony in a manner worthy of the Lord's Supper.
我们以一个配得的方式来。守这个圣礼圣餐
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
we thank you for the life you've given us through Christ.
我们感谢你借耶稣给我们的生命
And right now, as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup,
现在当我们要领这个饼喝这个杯的时候
help us to do it in a way that's pleasing in your sight.
帮助我们来守这个礼以一个合你喜悦的方式来守这个礼
help us to be people who remember your greatness.
帮助我们成为一个纪念你的子民。
Help us to be humbled.
帮助我们谦卑。
By the very fact that we are redeemed by you.
让我们记得我们实在是被你救赎的子民。
That we so undeservedly we have received your grace.
我们实在不配得到你这样子的恩典。
We thank you, Lord.
感谢神。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.And later on, as we pass down the trays, if you are not yet a Christian,
等一下我们传这个盘子过去的时候，如果你还不是基督徒
then may you allow the tray to pass from before you.
就请你让这个盘子传过去
And we continue to invite you to observe the ceremony.
我们也继续的欢迎你来观礼
We'll read from God's word in 1 Corinthians.
我们先来看神他自己的话语。在哥林多前书
Chapter 11
十一章
So here it says about the bread
这里说到饼
The Lord Jesus on the night he was betrayed took bread and when he had given thanks he broke it and said This is my body which is for you Do this in remembrance of me
主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来祝谢了就擘开说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And before we eat of the bread,
在我们领这个饼之前
I will ask Brother Ruhang to pray for the bread.
先请如航如航弟兄为我们祷告。
赞美感谢你的身体为我们铺开，你的身体是为了我，为了我们真的在你的生命里面有份，在这样一个特殊的时候，真的是让借着这个饼让我们再去纪念你，真的知道你的生命是为了我们，在你永远的天国的福分里有我们的名，让我们有这样一个心智来跟随你过我们每一天的生活。我们赞美感谢你，我们将祷告不配，那是奉我恩主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Let us all stand.
那我们一起站立。
And in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们纪念我们的主耶稣基督。
Whose body was broken for us.
他的身体为我们破碎了。
We now eat of this bread together.
我们现在一起领受这个饼。
Please take a seat.
请坐。
And on the cup it is written.
饭后他也照样拿起杯来说
This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
And before we drink of the cup,
我们喝这个杯之前
we'll ask Deacon Ken to give thanks for the cup.
请 Ken 为我们祷告。
Gracious Father, we thank you for this morning.As we partake the cup, we remember what Christ shed on the cross for us, for our sin. Father, thank you that you are our Redeemer. And Lord, I pray as you continue to reminding us your word, who Jesus is. Help us to know you more and to love you and to obey you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us now stand.
请站立。
And let us take drink of this cup.
我们一起领这个杯。
In remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
纪念我们的主耶稣基督。
Who established for us the new covenant.
为我们建立了新的誓约。
Truly, let us drink of this cup together.
那我们一起领受。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for the body that was broken for us.
感谢你我们破碎的身体。
We thank you for the broken body that brought us salvation.
感谢你破碎的身体带给我们救恩。
And we thank you for the blood that was shed on the cross.
感谢你为我们在十字架上流的宝血。
We thank you for the blood that now is our redemption.
感谢你的宝血成为我们的救赎。
We thank you for this immense love of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主耶稣基督广大的爱。
And help us to continue to be in remembrance of just how loving of a Father you are.
帮助我们继续不断地纪念我们的父神是如此的爱我们。
Truly, how deep the Father's love for us.
这个父神你的爱有多深。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢主。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Please take a seat.
请坐。
And as we sing the response song,
当我们唱下面一条诗歌的时候，
How deep the Father's love for us.
天父的爱何其深长。
And as we prepare ourselves to give back to what God has given us,
当我们预备奉献。
We pray that we'll continue to do this in remembrance of God's faithfulness and goodness.
我们继续地纪念神他的信实他的美好
And the offering is established for Christians only
这个奉献是为了基督徒而建立的。
So again, as the bag is passed down,
所以当这个袋子传到你面前的时候，
if you're not yet a Christian, please allow the bag to pass from before you.
你如果还不是基督徒的话，就让这个袋子传过去。
How deep the Father's love.
天父的爱何其深长。
天父的爱何其深长，广阔而无法称量。他赐下他独生爱子，使罪愧成为他宝贝。离弃子同时何其深，当天父掩面不看他，赎罪羔羊流血舍命，因神儿女进荣光中。被挂在十架上，他为我背负受罪孽，羞愧给我沾惹众人，嘲笑爱我的耶稣，他为我罪甘愿受苦，完成使命义无反顾。耶稣赦免赐我生命，他已完成救赎大功。我没有可快要自处，无才无慈无智慧，但因救主受死复活，我能快要耶稣基督。为何们如此恩赐福，我不知如何配得，当我心里却心深知，他手边成熟我罪塞。为何们如此恩赐福，我不知如何配得，当我心里却心深知，他手边成熟我罪在。